about a guy like Marquise Lee, who some people might be sleeping on him a little bit because he's injured last year?
He's injured last year. They also, you know, go from Matt Barkley to Cody Kessler. The quarterback position was kind of uneasy for the first part of the season. So, the numbers are way down for him. But you go back and watch him the year before, man. He won the Biletnikoff Award, had over 100 catches, put up big numbers. He's another one that's just very explosive. I'm not going to wow you with his size. I think he's 5'11", about 192 pounds. But he's very, very quick, and he's excellent after the catch. That's what he does best, is get the ball in his hands. You could also use him in the return game. Doesn't have quite as much experience there, but he's somebody I think projects to be a very good punt returner or kick returner at the next level.
And, Daniel, do you think some of these guys who are second-round or third-round guys eventually could be starters at the next level, maybe as early as their rookie season?
I think so. I think this is a special group of receivers. I think you're going to see guys go in that third, fourth round, guys that can come in and play right away. I mean, another one I left out was Brandon Cooks from Oregon State, who's 5'9", but another very explosive player, had big numbers at Oregon State. He's somebody I think is a plug-and-play player. So the list of receivers goes on and on and on and on. I think you're going to find a lot of depth, quality players going in those middle rounds.
And I'm going to move to the tight ends a little bit because a couple guys spoke yesterday that people are high on as well. Eric Ebron from North Carolina, Jason Morrow from Texas Tech.
Yeah, Jason Morrow, you know, big numbers in that Texas Tech offense, but was bigger than I think people thought. I think he was around 6'6", 250-something pounds. So he gives you that element in the passing game with his athleticism, but also has the size to project and to contribute in the run game. And then you go from Eric Ebron to me is at the very top of the board of the tight ends. He can climb down the seam, very explosive player, can go up and get the football, a great red zone target. And then after those guys, there's still two more I think are very interesting. Austin Seferian-Jenkins from Washington, who won the Mackey Award. He's got, you know, rare size. He's another guy that's a red zone threat, has the body to develop into a blocker. And then Troy Nicholas. He was a monster, 6'6", 270 pounds at the weigh-in. He's somebody, the more people get a chance to see him, you're starting to hear more buzz build on him. So this will be a big opportunity for him here this week, see how he does. But I think he definitely is on that borderline between the early second round, maybe even sneaking into the back of the first.